Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
We thank you very much for joining us. We're live worldwide on CUTV News Radio Live, 1 p.m. Eastern here at the Broadcast Center. And it is Thursday, January 17th, 2019. Hope you're having a spectacular day. And we thank you for making us a part of your day. Good to have you with us today. We're welcoming a brand new guest to CUTV News Radio, Nancy Claremont Carr of The Joy Effect. She is a transformational coach and the founder of The Joy Effect, which is an energy coaching practice dedicated to helping business owners increase sales profitability through creating higher consciousness. She uses a combination of energy healing, leadership, and health and lifestyle coaching to make that happen. You know, when you think about it, ask yourself the question, what are your intentions, not just for your business, but for your life? How do you want to, you know, have things happen in your life? How do you want your work to be a part of your life? To change how people manage their business, they must first change the things that really aren't serving them in the way that allows them to be their optimal and authentic selves. They can live their purpose through their work and enjoy more joy, freedom, and abundance in all areas of their lives. Prior to launching The Joy Effect, Nancy served as a marketing executive, an entrepreneur, and health coach. This combination provides the tools required to address all areas of the business owner. She helps her clients really increase vibrational frequencies. As these frequencies increase, her clients are more able to access their intuition and infinite intelligence on a consistent basis to inspire more creative ideas and optimal solutions. She wrote the book, Higher Consciousness Creates Higher Profitability, and her recently co-authored number one best-selling book, Business Breakthroughs for the Small Business Owner, Fresh Perspectives on Profitability, Productivity, People, and Creating Peace in Your Business. She loves what she does. She loves her work, and she says the best thing about creating higher consciousness is it affects every area of your life, not just work. As you think more creatively and experience life more abundantly, you make decisions that impact every area more positively. My honor to welcome Nancy Claremont Carr to CUTV News Radio Live for the very first time here on the broadcast. Nancy, thanks for joining us. It's great to have you with us, and we welcome you to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. I'm very excited to be having this conversation with you today.
Oh, we are very excited to have you with us, and we thank you very much for being here, too. It's a pleasure to have you with us because we're going to learn some really cool things together. You know, when you look back in your life and your journey and the paths you've taken, what directed you to do this work? When did you realize it was your calling to do this kind of work that is beautiful work, but also helps people in such a positive way? Your sources of inspiration along the way in your life journey?
Oh, that's really a great question, and the answer will tell a lot about me. I guess I'm the type of person who always wants to optimize myself and the approach that I can use to make a difference on others. And so I actually have been on a journey for a long time to find what I call the holy grail of joy, abundance, and freedom, as you mentioned. And so it started because I just was not finding the kind of balance and lifestyle that I wanted. And I thought, well, you know, change is to be, it's up to me. And so that really started the journey. And so now I'm sharing this this approach, this discovery with achievers who want to learn how to create the lifestyle that they want. And as you mentioned, I love working with business owners and leaders because they usually are big influencers, and I want to spread this work as far as I can. And the coaching process that I use, as you mentioned, does incorporate energy work. And what's really cool is it removes the fears, the some of the limiting beliefs and really negative energy patterns that people have. And that release helps, you know, attract opportunities and people and resources to better serve them and what they want to create. So the thing that I want always to make sure is that people can access the work depending on their own needs and schedule. So I do group coaching and individual coaching. I'm going to be starting an online program pretty soon. And I also am going to start teaching the work to others. So the journey has taken me full circle now to, just really spread it far and wide through those different venues.
So then you took that step even further and pursued it even more deeply because your career has taken you through a lot of different avenues of a marketing executive, entrepreneur, and health coach. When did you decide you wanted to launch the Joy Effect? What was it about this whole concept of having an energy coaching practice dedicating to mm-hmm. helping business owners specifically increase sales mm-hmm. through this creation of higher consciousness?
I think the effect it had on me realized it was so profound that I've been working with coaches most of my career, and the particular one that I worked with who does a form of energy work, I was shocked and pleasantly so by how quickly things changed once I started this. So if you think about all of the traditional ways that people try to make change, self-improvement, you know, it could be through regular coaching, reading programs, seminars, schooling, all of it's very impactful. And I did all of that. I've done that all my life. But I wasn't finding the change to happen as fast as I was hoping. And when I started this energy work with my coach, one of my coaches, and things started to transform, as you said, it would start in one area and then it would flow into the other areas, and I started to experience quantum shifts. And one day my coach said to me, "When are you going to do this for work?" And I said, "Today." And that's kind of how it started. So it's kind of an unusual approach.
Yeah.
I was doing some other stuff, but that is the day I started to get certified in everything to incorporate it to the other coaching I already was doing.
You know, it sounds like the idea about all of this work that you do and what really needs to be understood is we've got to get ourselves out of our own way sometimes, right? We have to disconnect our desire for control over our experience, if not control over everything that goes on in life, because you can't control everything. So sometimes we always say we have to have this person disappear and we've got to change this and we've got to get a new shirt and we'll be happier or whatever. But a lot of times we've got to step out of our own way in order to go forward, right?
That is such a wonderful way to discuss it as the main obstacle. It's really our ego and our brain, one and the same, that kind of gets in the way. And I think the thing that I discovered was your brain wants to keep things the same. You know, your brain wants to be in control. And you can think about it like this. When you come up with a new challenge, what your brain actually does is it searches to find the solution that it already knows. Well, guess what? We encounter lots of new opportunity, lots of things that we haven't done before, and many times there's not really an optimal solution that's stuck away in our brain. So when you can learn to tap into intuition or what I call infinite intelligence, then you always have the optimal solution in the present moment. And the thing is, most of us don't want to say we don't know stuff. We want to just claim what the answer is or direct or lead by what we already know. But the process I teach and work with people on helps them to access this intuition very quickly. In fact, it just becomes a part of them so that the information comes to them and it's present moment, the best solution. And it helps to not listen to what our brain is saying. And another way of thinking about that is the chatter we hear in our head, right? A lot of us hear a lot of what we call that the monkey on our back sometimes. In traditional therapy, you'll hear this negative chatter or, you know, don't do it, don't do it. And that's just our brain or our ego not wanting to try something new. So when you can learn to recognize who's giving you direction, is it your brain or is it your intuitive guidance, you can start tapping into the most amazing answers and solutions that will help you make quantum leaps forward in you know, with ease and grace. So, yes, it is our brain that gets in the way.
It's also reminding me of being in the zone. You can be like that in your business life, in the zone, but you can also be like that in your relationships too. You can be in that state of flow, and I think that's where transformation really happens, right?
Yeah, you're correct. Real transformation happens once we permanently change our brain waves and our energy field, and you know it takes a little bit of time to do that. The beautiful thing about the work that we do here is it's an ongoing cumulative process and it's permanent. So, and I also teach my clients to do it for themselves. So here's an example of how somebody could think about this. When you go downhill skiing, you use the paths that are already grooved, right? They're there, everybody's using them, and it seems like the most efficient way to get down the hill. But maybe it's not the best way to get down the hill. So if you're a person who really doesn't want to always do the tried and true method, maybe you're the person that wants to be dropped off on the top of the mountain where there's fresh powder. So guess what? You now have to create a new path, and you're going to have to run it many times if you wanted to make that permanent. So what I do is I work with neuroscience and neuroplasticity, where our brain connections are literally rerouted into new neural pathways, and over time, they become permanent. And so those new pathways are creating more optimal approaches and solutions and new energy patterns, actually. And they help us move forward more effectively and efficiently, and we're able to manifest much more easily. And that's true, yes, in all of our relationships, whether or in all areas, you know, as you said, whether it's business or any area of our life.
So it's about finding ways to really place ourselves sort of in that zone where we're in the flow of the universe, right?
Yeah, it is. It is a flow. It's living in the zone. It's operating at really a higher consciousness level. And the thing that's really amazing about when you get to that level is you have an opportunity to make really significant impact or contributions. So let me give you an example. The reason I like working with business owners and leaders, if you think about it, their influence is much larger. And so when you can help people get to that level of positivity and being in the flow, making wonderful strategic changes, growing their business fast, as they increase their vibration and they do this work and achieve higher consciousness, what happens is they start to attract employees in a different way, a higher level of employee, and the culture is changed. And as they make those changes, these people are also able to make the changes in other areas of their life, as you mentioned. So the impact is so much more significant by, you know, working with influence people, that's a really great area for me to focus on.
You know, when you think about it, people have this sort of misconception of actualization or enlightenment. I guess they think it's something that you climb a bunch of steps and then you sort of get to the end of it and you reach this pinnacle, but that's probably really not the case, right? I mean, it's more about sustaining it during your daily experience. It isn't just reaching the top of the mountain and then that's it, you're done. It's about maintaining it. Even if you were somehow privy to the secrets of the universe, which we all wish we were, you still have to wake up the next day and live your life and do it all over again, right?
Exactly. The difference between a temporary change and the work we do is it is permanent. And so the ability to have more joy in your life, to manifest more effortlessly, to feel better is consistent. And there is actually no limit to what these enlightened states or better feelings are. It's, you know, you want to feel more confidence. Well, there's really no limit to how much more confidence you can feel. So the thing that I noticed, and most people I know notice as they really move along this path, is the higher the consciousness or the higher vibrational level that they reach, you care much less about what other people think. You're really getting into what you know is right, what's true about you. You're able to speak your truth more effectively. And so there really is no limit, because when you become more authentic, you're able to create in that way. And the amount of light you're shining another is so much more significant. And you become that permanent, higher vibrational person. Something I wanted to mention is when people do this work, there's, I don't know if you've ever heard of the map of consciousness. It was a scale designed by Dr. David Hawkins. And it's a scale from 0 to 1,000, and it measures the state of consciousness we're at. And, you know, when you think about the globe at large and all the people on it, the average consciousness level is about 210. When you look at each country, you can measure those, and they're different. And so we have an opportunity to change our consciousness level, and the positive levels are from 200 to 1,000, and it's an exponential increase. So what that means is, as you raise your vibration just a little bit, you have this unbelievable impact on the rest of the people that you're around, and actually it goes much broader. So for instance, at 500, which is considered the level of love, you actually shine your light so brightly that you impact positively over 750,000 people. So that's kind of why I like to work with this scale and with this work, is the opportunity to make a significant positive impact on humanity is huge. I mean, it's just huge. So being in the zone is wonderful, and it's possible. And when you're in the zone, you create the opportunity for other people to also get there. So that's another advantage, I guess, for wanting to do the work and learning the secrets of the universe.
Right, right, exactly. So why would someone want to do the work to get there? What is life like in that zone? And when we think of the zone, a lot of times we think of sports, you know, get in the zone, you're in the zone, you know, you're going for that touchdown, you're goal-oriented, you've got something that mm-hmm. is like a goal, a target, you see the end of the tunnel or what have you. Is this the same kind of zone, or is it a different form of zone? And what would be some of the reasons why people would want to even do the kind of work that needs to be done
mm-hmm.
to get in the zone?
That's a great question. Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, some people might think there's a lot of hard work involved. I mean, when you think of the example you just gave, you know, that's daily effort over and over for people to be that good to win that football game, right? The difference in this kind of work is that it's almost effortless. And that's the beauty of it. When you're working with energy healing or energy work or energy shifts, it's not something you have to struggle with. And that makes a huge difference. And so the processes we go through, they're actually very, they're not hard for the client to experience. And I teach them how to do it. And that's the good news, right? And so something I thought might be helpful for the listener to relate to is some of the examples of what the zone was for some of my clients. So, for instance, I worked with a top-tier wealth manager who was able to you know, grow her business profitably and exponentially in a year by removing some really negative beliefs about, you know, who she could sell to. And we made some other operational changes too and some lifestyle changes. But that was really significant for her. I worked with a man who has anxiety. We were able to release his anxiety permanently. That's huge. Think of the different opportunities that are going to show up in this person's life now, because he's not afraid of the change or, you know, afraid of his shadow anymore. I worked with a young sales executive who was looking to create a new opportunity for herself. And so, you know, we started with intention and we created the outcome she was looking for. And it was such a great process, and she ended up with something that was so much more than what she even, you know, was hoping for. And I think one of my favorites was when I first started this work, I worked with a female business owner who was starting a new business, and she had this huge fear of selling to men. You know, for whatever reason, some energetic pattern was stuck there. So when we were done, it was so interesting to me that the very first client she got, and it was a huge client, was a man. So those zones are, you know, they're different for everybody, right? How they're going to operate in that. But because everybody has this different history of energetic patterns and who they are. And so the key is to just really identify what it is you're going after. And the only limitation to what's possible is being able to clearly identify what you want and, you know, having the persistence to see it through. So that's how I look at what the zone is. You get there, you're there permanently, you get to create the lifestyle that you want, and it's worth it because it's not nearly the struggle that, I mean, I remember the first half of my career, how much more difficult it was, and now it just seems effortless. So there's many reasons why you'd want to learn it.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like intention plays a key role also in creating what you want. You know, much has been written on the power of intention. Does this play a role in the work you do? I mean, how do you use intention in your work?
Yeah, I think intention, to me, it's everything. It's, you know, it's like taking a trip. If you don't establish the city that you have in mind, you're not going to get there. But intention is even broader than a goal, Jim. It gives command to the forces that occur. And when I work with a client, we establish the intention, which includes the feeling state, how you want to be, and really all the areas that would create that end state. And one thing I like to say is when people set their intention, I have found more often than not, they actually sell themselves a little bit short with what they think is possible. So let's go back to that earlier conversation about brain and ego. Because our brain and ego only knows history, it doesn't really know what's, you know, our optimal future. Once we set that intention, then what we do is we tap into their higher self. And this is where we optimize the intention. And this is where the magic really lies, because everything that we do in the process, all the work, all the coaching, begins with setting that intention and making sure it's optimized and supported by what their higher self really wants for them. And it's usually, you know, better than what they would want for themselves. That's what I have found. And so all the work we do is guided by that intention, the protocols, the processes, everything. And so, yes, intention plays a huge role in the work. And personally, I look at intention, as I said, it's like the director. It creates the forces that are going to show up. And so I use it all day long when I'm doing work, when I'm starting a project. I create an intention for everything I want to happen. And I've found it shortens the process, and it just makes everything easier to accomplish.
Which is terrific. That's part of the hope and desire, I'm sure, as well. I mean, when you think about a business owner or a parent doing this kind of work to raise their vibration and really start accepting themselves more, it would seem that, you know, they become a great role model too. How does it really influence change when higher consciousness is developed? And you could play a phenomenal role model as well, can't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, whether you're a parent, a business owner, really any role you have, as you develop your higher consciousness, you start to see opportunity that you didn't see before. You start to see ways to influence positively that you just wouldn't have recognized before. And as we talked about before, it influences all areas of your life. So a business owner, for instance, I gave a little bit of an example of this before. And this is the larger the company, the more impact, of course, a business owner has, or the leader of the company, whatever that key role is. So as I mentioned, you're going to start attracting a level of person that's different than if you had a lower vibration, because in this instance, likes do attract. So as you're creating yourself on a higher vibration and a higher consciousness, you're going to seek out, and you actually will bring in people that are more like you and that are vibrating at your same level. And so, of course, that raises everything, right? And the culture changes, the MO changes, what you allow people to do, the trust level changes. You're teaching them how to create that same level of confidence and higher consciousness. So it's, I guess you could say that it's the story of the rising tide raises all boats. And I think that's true in any role that you have where you make it a point to increase your consciousness, and you automatically will change those that are around you. And another thing I noticed is relationships naturally will change as this happens to you. It's not something you have to, like, you know, worry about, but the things just start happening differently and, you know, for the better. And it's not that you're going to get rid of people. It's just that you start bringing in different people in your life, and it morphs. And it's like anytime you grow. You know, anytime you grow significantly, you're going to change perhaps who you hang out with or the things you like to do. So this is no different, only the rate of change is so much faster, and the ability to change is so much easier. So I just think it's such an incredible tool to make a much, much larger impact, if that's a desire that you have.
Sometimes people are afraid to prioritize themselves. I guess they struggle with that. No one wants to be considered selfish or egotistical, but this is really about being willing to say, I come first today, and it's okay. It's good to come first. The better I can make myself from the inside out, the more I can support others, just like they say in the airplanes. When the oxygen mask drops down, put it on your face first, then help others.
You know what? That's the exact example I like to use, and it is so true, because eventually, if you're not taking that oxygen in, there's no way you can continue the support. Well, that's true of, how you work, how you are. If you stay at a very limited range of effectiveness, you're just not going to have the same opportunity to make that impact, right? And, I have always wanted to optimize who I am. I wanted to be the best version of me that I am, and that's probably why I like to do that in the world with others. And I can only do that if I continue to sharpen my saw. And, you know, once that stops, my influence is gonna get smaller. So I think that's how leaders think. I think they realize that as they continue to, you know, sharpen their saw, raise their vibration, they just have much more opportunity to control their future, to create the lifestyle that they really want to create.
Exactly. Nancy, if people want to get in touch with you and learn more about all this amazing work you do, what's the best way they can do that?
Well, I think the easiest way is either they can email me, nancy@nancyclaremontcarr.com, or go to my website, nancyclaremontcarr.com. I try to keep it easy for people. And I'll give them a free introductory consult, and, you know, they can ask me a lot of questions, and they can just decide if this is a fit for them.
Perfect. And that's Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y, Claremont, C-L-A-I-R-M-O-N-T, Cars, ARR.com. Nancy, a real pleasure having you with us here on CUTV News Radio Live. We learned a lot and really appreciate it. and hopefully we'll get a chance to chat with you soon. Encourage folks, if they want to learn more about your books as well, they can go to the website because the information is there as well to obtain copies of the books, right?
Absolutely. So I thank you too, Jim. It's been delightful, and I just really am very grateful.
As are we, and it's totally my pleasure, and hopefully we'll chat again real soon. I really look forward to that. You have a wonderful rest of your day, Nancy, and again, thanks for being with us today and all the beautiful work that you do, spotlighting Nancy Claremont Carr of The Joy Effect. And again, she wrote Higher Consciousness Creates Higher Profitability, and in her recently co-authored number one best-selling book, Business Breakthroughs for the Small Business Owner, Fresh Perspectives on Profitability, Productivity, People, and Creating Peace in Your Business. To learn more about Nancy again and The Joy Effect, which is her company, go to nancyclairmontcarr.com. And that's nancyclairmontcarr.com. For all of us here, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, stay tuned. More great episodes coming up throughout the day. We hope you enjoyed this episode, which is now available on demand 24/7. For all of us here, once again, Jim Masters, you have a terrific day. Thanks for being with us. Bye for now.
You've been listening to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.